Hello, this is Pastor Lorne Richman, welcoming you again to this week's broadcast of Lead Me to the Rock. We're going to continue, beginning with James chapter 2 this morning, and so I would begin with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be here today. We just ask that you would speak to hearts through your word and bless us as we continue to study through the book of James. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. James chapter 2 says, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool, are ye not then partial in yourselves, and become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, Do not commit adultery, said also, Do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment." In James chapter 2 here, starting out with my brethren, he's talking, of course, this whole book is talking to believers. And so again, in James chapter 2, he says, "My brethren, my brothers and sisters in Christ, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons." You know, what a tragedy it is in the ministry today when we have preachers, and there are times when we are also taken in, or there have been times when we've been influenced by people, and we have treated one crowd better than another crowd, perhaps for the thought that, you know, if we'll treat these people well, they'll take care of us. And sometimes we'll think, you know, if we'll take care of these people, just think what they can do for our ministry, and we'll neglect others. And, you know, we need to realize that every person has a soul, and every individual needs to be reached. And God didn't tell us reach this crowd and not the other. No, we need to reach everyone that we can. And we need to love everyone regardless of how they might respond to us. And certainly that's not easy. But we need to be asking God, Lord, help us to love those that seem to be unlovable. Help us to love those who maybe don't treat us so well. Help us to love those that, from appearance sake, they don't seem like they're worthwhile dealing with. But sinful man speaking, isn't it? That's not the child of God that's desiring to bring honor and glory to God, to reach out and reach whoever he can. And sometimes we're impacted by those who could put perhaps a big offering in the plate, and if we only don't offend them, if we only don't tell them that, you know what, this thing is not right in your life, if we only don't come down on them too hard, everything will be okay. But certainly the Word of God says that we are not to be respecters of persons. We're to have the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. I mean, we need to let our light so shine, as I've said in the other broadcast this past week, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. So if there comes in, someone comes into your church and maybe they're not dressed as well as the other person, and then someone comes in who's apparently has some great riches, maybe they've got the luxury car, maybe you're thinking, boy, if this person stays around, they're going to be able to do great things for the church. But you know what? That's not the way that we're to approach things. We're not to say the one, hey, you know what? I've got a special seat for you. I really, you know, why don't you come out over to my house, and why don't you just spend some time with me, and, you know, you can be a real blessing here, and then to the other person, we don't have the time of day for them. and we don't really care about meeting their needs because they've got nothing to offer in return. And the Word of God says, if that one, we have respect to him that weareth that gay clothing. It's not talking about the homosexual lesbian here. It's talking about that person who's got the just the real expense of the fancy clothing. And, you know, hey, we've got a special place for you. We've got a banquet table for you to sit at. And then the other one, we say, you know what, there might be a place in the back, by the back door for you, or you might be able to sit down here in the corner. We maybe can squeeze a place in for you. No, if that's the attitude that we have, then the Bible says we've become partial in ourselves. We've become judges of evil thoughts. We're certainly not interested in doing the will of God. We're not interested in doing the work of God. We're not wanting to make a difference in these lives if that's the attitude that we have. And you say, how can we guard against that? We've got to constantly go to the throne of grace and say, God, you help me to treat everyone the way that they ought to be treated. Lord, help me to treat people in such a way that they'll see their need of the Word of God, that they'll respond to that, and they'll come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I grew up in a very conservative white town as a young person, and it wasn't until later in life that I learned how to love people who were from different cultures and so forth, and treat people the way that I'd want to be treated. And I remember even in that conservative town, when I got to Denver here and we were preaching, and there was a couple that came into our church, and they certainly impressed me as sort of being much like the hippie crowd from the 60s and the 70s, and not someone that I was expecting was going to be getting involved in our church. But, you know, God has enabled me to learn how to reach those people and to love them, and God has begun to do a work in lives like that, and their souls are precious, just like any other person's soul, and how we need to weep for them. The Bible says, they that sow in tears shall weep in joy. He that cometh to me bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And that's exactly the way that we need to approach every person that comes into our churches. Those that we come into contact with, they are people that we have an opportunity to reach, and we need to love them with the same love that we would want people to love us with, and ask God to give us that love that will show people that they are cared for, that they do have a need, and we are going to do everything we can to reach them and to help them. We, as God enables us to meet physical needs, he opens the door so that we can meet a spiritual need. And so we certainly ought not to be partial, not to become judges of evil thoughts. And he goes on to say here, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? We're hearing some amazing stories that are coming out of Haiti. We hear of amazing stories that are coming out of third world countries today. We hear of amazing stories that come out of tragedy as God chooses to work through these things. And those people who would seem to have very little, they have great riches. Why? Because they're rich in faith. Because they know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They may not have much as far as this world is concerned, but they have one thing. They have Jesus in their hearts. They have the love of God that's spread abroad. And that's certainly the love that we ought to be asking God to give to us so that we can reach out to whoever we can, whoever has need, and share with them how much Jesus loves them, how much he cares for them. Goes on to say in verse 6, but ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Isn't it amazing, those people that we try to get in their in favor with them, we want them to show favor on us, and yet how do they treat us? They probably are laughing at us, would stab us in the back if they could. They would do whatever they could to hurt us and bring us to places. It says, draw you before the judgment seats, haul you off into court if they would. But these same people, do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called? But if ye fulfill the royal law according to Scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. That's the prayer that we ought to have this morning. Lord, help me to love my neighbor as myself. And you say, well, who is my neighbor? You know, it's anyone that we come in contact with. We need to be willing to share the gospel. We need to ask God somehow, some way, you enable us to show these people the love of God so that we might lead them to the rock. Are you out there today? Have you come to the rock? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? I urge you, come to the rock before it's too late. Realize, harden not your heart. Jesus loves you. He cares for you. He wants to provide for you a plan of salvation. He wants to save your soul. He wants to give you a home in heaven. You just call upon him, and he will.